Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show, or as we call it, MMS. But don't tell Malloy I said that. No, it's not the Minerals and Management Service Radio. It's the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen investigator, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, and muckraker for our final hour here tonight as the sun sets on the West Coast from beautiful downtown Burbank. Finishing out our week here, sitting in for Mike. Mike and Kathy will return with Malloy Vision coming up on Monday. And they'll be rested and relaxed. And I bet Mike's going to have a few thoughts, a few things to say when he gets back, re-energized. Gordon Peterson is going to be with us here for just another minute or two, and I'll explain who he is if you're just joining the show. But I do want to say, I want to make sure that everyone understands the quid pro quo we are offering here tonight. If you follow me tonight at on the Twitters, my name is The Brad Blog over there. You will get a free Friends Friday from me for whatever that's worth. And I know it ain't much, but you'll get it. You should follow us over at on Twitter at The Brad Blog. It's a lot of fun there. And our chat room is still open at bradblog.com, and it's very lively. A lot of comments. I'm trying to keep up with them all. Jeannie Dean and Desi Doyen are holding down the fort there, and we will momentarily be taking your calls on any damn thing you want to talk about, because these are your airwaves. Use them or lose them more than you already have already. 877-520-1150. You can comment on the discussion we've been having with Gordon or anything else. 877-520-1150. Okay, just to reset here, Gordon is a computer systems designer, a longtime dedicated Democratic Party activist from Dallas. He's a poll worker. He believes we need more computers rather than less in our electoral system. And he's so angry that I'm calling for things like transparent hand-counted ballots at the polling place, at the precinct, something that his email to Mike didn't seem to understand, that he canceled his podcast subscription because he's sick and tired of that nitwit and Luddite, technophobic nitwit and Luddite, Brad Friedman, who is election-wise clueless, sitting in as his guest host. So I hope you'll make up for Gordon by getting a podcast subscription. Come on, people. Make me look good to Mike. Go over to MikeMalloy.com. Get a podcast subscription. It's cheap. Cheaper for a whole year than 1 month of lousy, crappy cable. Okay, Gordon. All right. Gordon, I'm going to give you one more segment here, and then I got to let you go. I've tried to be fair. I read your four-page email almost in full. Have you read any studies concerning electronic voting? I know I've referenced
Mike. Brad, you need to let me discuss the system, describe my system so the people who are listening to your show understand what I'm proposing.
Okay, this is not an academic. Hang on, this is not an academic forum, but if you can do it in 30 seconds, then you can go ahead.
Okay, first of all, the first system, the first computer system, the voters vote their ballot. They get a ballot which is printed and unambiguous, tamper-proof paper ballot. They verify that vote. Okay, you instruct them suitably how to do that. You make sure the ballot is printed such that they can reasonably expect to verify it. After they're done, they put the ballot into a counter system. The counter system will count it and collect it. At the end of the evening, you produce a counter tape from both the system that printed the ballot and from the system that counted the ballots. Those tapes are produced in like six copies. Four of them go to the county. Two of them one set of tapes from each system is handed to a representative of the Democratic Party, one to a representative of the Republican Party, so they can independently tally the vote, which then should agree between the two systems and should agree with what the county reports at the end of the night. If they don't, then you know you've got a problem. Then you know you have to go and
what do you
do a recount.
What do you do?
You go and you recount the paper ballot.
And if they don't,
the ballots that the users have voted and verified. And if you don't, then the parties would do whatever they would do if they feel that the election has been done incorrectly. I think that the important thing is that the process be transparent, that it be tamper proof,
How can it be transparent? How is an optical scanner and a touchscreen system transparent?
Because the you have a hard copy. Uh-huh. You have a hard copy ballot that the voter verified before they deposited in the scanner.
And how do you know they verified
it? Different.
How do you know they verified it?
You strongly encourage them to.
How do you know they verified it?
You don't know. If you give them a paper ballot and a pen, you don't know that they marked it the way they want it to begin with. Okay? The important thing is that the
Wait. You mean they got dizzy and they didn't mark it the way they wanted to?
Voters often make mistakes
right.
when they mark a ballot.
And if they make mistakes, Gordon, you got to let me get in, okay? I've let you speak. I said 30 seconds. I gave you 3 minutes. If they make mistakes, that's their mistake. If the computer, if ESNS, if Diebold, if Gordon Peterson Computer Productions makes a mistake, that's an entirely different matter. Now,
It's unlikely that both of the two systems, mm-hmm. especially if they're produced by different companies, that the stage one and the stage two system would make the same errors so that their tapes would agree.
Okay.
The important thing is also that any manipulation of the vote at the county level mm-hmm. must be detectable, and the way you do that is by producing a set of counter tapes and two sets of counter tapes so that you give one to each party. They can verify that their totals from their spreadsheets at the end of the night match what the county reports, and then when those are consolidated, that the state party totals reflect and agree with what the state Secretary of State reports at the end of the night. That prevents what happened in Ohio in 2004.
Okay, now it sounds to me like you're delivering a pizza with a Mack truck here, or as John Boehner might say, atomic killing using an atomic bomb to kill an ant. I say you take a piece of paper, you mark it, you put it in a box, you count it in front of everybody before the ballots ever move anywhere.
If you have 650 polling locations, mm-hmm. it is not at all reasonable to presume that you're going to count the ballots at 650 polling locations all over a big county like Dallas County.
Okay.
That is unrealistic, and it's unrealistic to presume that. I mean, you have enough trouble as it is getting people to work.
I got to let you go. I got a lot of callers on the line, but have you read any electronic voting studies as I asked you earlier?
I have read many, many things about electronic voting.
What have you read?
I got to let you go. I'm the moderator of the Clean ESS Elections Yahoo group. I have been
Clean
been
ESS Elections. Have you read any studies on electronic voting, like from Livermore Labs or from Johns Hopkins University?
I have read heavily on these on issues.
All right.
As far as individual elections, I mean certainly if you don't know what instructions the voters were given, you can't determine how they're going to respond.
Okay.
To those.
All right. Thanks, Gordon. I've looked at a lot of systems. I've looked at your system, many of them that have been presented to me just like that, and. As I tried to point out to you throughout, there are all kinds of problems.
What is the weakness in the system I propose?
Well, I went through one by one. I went through.
The objection that you had was that you said, well, you can't count on the fact that the voters are going to verify the ballot that the machine.
I will answer it. If you let me answer it, I will. I've already done it. Apparently you weren't listening. But, A, the touchscreens that don't boot up. B, the fact that you can't know that the voter has verified the ballot. C, if there's a power outage, if there's a denial of service attack, the millions of dollars that are being spent for two different computer companies to run, private computer companies to run our public elections. I could go on and on, but this is a commercial radio show for human beings. It's not an academic forum. We can continue it another time. I've got open comments every damn day at bradblog.com where you can come and discuss this issue. But instead, you went to Mike Malloy and told him that I was a technophobic nitwit and a Luddite, despite the fact that I have been a computer programmer for 10 goddamn years and that I'm election-wise clueless, and so you canceled your podcast subscription, which is your right. And I tried to give you a way to talk and to air your grievances. But, you know, don't tell me that I'm not allowing you to air your grievances. I've got 10 people on the line who would like to respond, and I do appreciate your time, Gordon, very much. Any closing comments you have in 30 seconds, and I mean it this time.
Okay, as I said, I wish that you would allow me to present my system.
You have done that, sir.
I proposed it.
You have done that, and you can leave it in comments at Bradblog. I've got to go, Gordon, but I do thank you for your time, and I mean it. Thank you for being a poll worker and for speaking up. You can get more information on Gordon Peterson at personal.terabytes.com. Terabytes is spelled TERABITES. personal.terabytes.com. Gordon, thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take some of your calls. Should I go to a break first and come back? Yeah, let's go to a break first. We're going to come back. A lot of folks who want to respond to Gordon. And like I said, anything else you want to talk about, if we can get it in. See, I don't have a show every damn week, so this stuff piles up, and, well, what are we going to do? We're going to get to when we come back. Yeah, I know. Tom in Bullhead, Arizona, an election official who wants to ring in. Over in the chat room, someone, I know I missed who it was, but said you can't count electrons in public. That's true. It is concealed vote counting. Let's see. Somebody asked, how does he keep central tabulators secure from corrupt insiders? Well, that's a good point. I remember the last election official who told me that I should trust him. That was Tony Anchundo, the Monterey County Registrar of Voters out here in California. He said, Brad, he said this on air, to a certain extent, we have to trust our election officials. Well, about 3 months later, Tony Anchundo was charged with 43 different crimes to which he pled no contest. No reason to trust anybody in elections, citizen oversight, and all of that. Brad in for Malloy, your calls coming up next.
One of these days that it won't be long. You look for me, but baby, I'll be gone. This is all I gotta say.
All of my life I have searched for clarity. I have wrestled with two paths buried deep inside of me. I lost some rounds, been knocked around, felt my share of defeat. Yet somehow I've always managed to get back on my feet.
Back on my feet, Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Our closing hour here tonight. Glad you can join us. 22 minutes after the hour. Got a boatload of phone callers here, so but you can still get in at 877-520-1150, 877-520-1150 if you have any comments on that last hour or anything else. I'm going to try to get to as many as I can, so keep your comments nice and short if possible so I can try to get to everyone and more. Tom in Bullhead City, Arizona, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Yeah, you're great, Brad. I heard your broadcast from 2008 was on a thing, and it was just great. I mean, I'm thrilled by it. I've called Kathy and Mike both and commented how you were really great.
Bless you, sir. That makes up for Gordon who don't like me. So thank you, sir.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
I've got a plan, so you got to listen.
All right. I know. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't want to cut you off.
Anyway, yeah, I'm an election official in Mojave County. I work for a guy named Alan Tempert, and he has advocated vocally that these nut jobs who are against the Diebold machines are nut jobs. Anyway.
And, well, so, you mean you used to work for him. I'm not sure if you do anymore now, Tom.
You're right. I sent him a nice little letter. Anyway,
And why are we nut jobs?
Well, you know, you watch BrassCheck.com or Brave New Films or any of that stuff,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you get those what they call conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Well, they're actually kind of right.
That they're conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Well yeah, sure.
No, they're actually kind of right that they're not conspiracy theories.
No, okay, I see what you mean. Well, here's the thing. When it comes to these, you know, I'm not sure what conspiracy I'm suggesting. I know that I'm looking at studies from Livermore Labs, from, Johns Hopkins, from all of these universities and so forth.
And the guy who owns the Diebold machines in Florida are a group of Colombians, the one with Hugo Chavez.
Venezuelans, and it's Sequoia, and now they're owned. They just got purchased by Dominion, who also bought Diebold.
And so I was part of the movement in 2004 to actually get the machines, because they quoted it in such a way that they said they voted so that people with disabilities can vote. This would help people who have handicaps vote. And I was like, okay, I'm a softy liberal. And I said, yeah, that sounds good, right?
Yep. That's what they did.
And that's how we got in.
That was the scam. Tom, listen, I got to run. I do appreciate your call. I hate to cut you off, but I want to try to get to as many as
okay,
I can.
Bye.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to, and he's absolutely right. If you weren't in favor of electronic voting, it was because you hated blind people. And now, by the way, just so you know, if you hate internet voting, the next nightmare, it's because you hate the troops Because they're using them to, they're using our troops as guinea pigs in live elections for internet voting now. It's an outrage. Steven in Burbank, welcome to the Molloy Show. What's up, sir?
Oh, yes, Brad. I hope this isn't too radical. I wonder what you would think about a procedure whereby at the polling place, the citizen can waive the right to a secret ballot, bring the camera into the cubicle, have it posted on the wall.
Yeah.
I'd like to send the sample ballot to the DNC. Let them know that I voted for peace and freedom.
You can already do that. You can vote absentee. The problem is not waiving your secret ballot. The problem is, and I got to run, Stephen. I do appreciate the call. Thanks. The problem is that you can buy and sell your votes that way. That's why you don't leave the precinct with a receipt. And by the way, that's just one of the reasons why vote by mail is such a terrible idea. I'm sure we'll be getting calls from Oregon at any moment. Prez in Santa Rosa, I got 30 seconds before I got to get to a break.
Okay, Brad, and I'll honor that, too. Thanks for the good work you do.
Thanks, sir.
I would say my main comment would be that if Gordon was invested in Eurosticks for 35 years, we'd be using Eurosticks for to vote with. But I would say this, we need to get voting out of being a business. That's the major problem with campaigning and voting, period. The computers, we don't need them. I want to make my own hard copy, thank you very much, with a pencil and a piece of paper.
I vote for you, Prez. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. All right, more of your calls straight ahead. Of course, yeah, he's right on the money. Get the corporations the hell out of our elections. Why have we privatized our elections? Am I the conspiracy theorist? Jesus. 877-520-1150. We will talk about anything, by the way. Not just voting, e-voting, but apparently that's what you guys want to talk about. 877-520-1150. Now is your chance to get in. We're going to go to Bill in Cleveland, who's sad about LeBron and Betty in Albuquerque and all of that straight ahead. You're listening to Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com on the Mike Molloy Show. Go get a podcast.
While I wait for you, well, I've been down so goddamn long that it looks like up to me. Well, I've been down so very damn long.
Yeah, I hear you, Tony. Tony's been waiting all goddamn week to play that song. I can hardly blame you. All right, round in the corner here, 34 minutes after the hour, our last hour on the Mike Molloy Show this week. Mike and Kathy will return next week. So if you're looking for some Brad, no, I don't. For those people who have asked, no, I don't have a regular radio show. I'm just a blogger. I'm just a guy. I'm a citizen, a friendly citizen, blogger, investigative journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, all the rest. But I do sit in from time to time as Mike's guest host, as long as he will continue to have me, and on other folks' shows as well. All right, 877-520-1150. Going to try to get to everyone. These are your public airwaves. Use them or lose them even more than you already have. Give us a call. Hey, Bill in Cleveland, welcome to the Mike Molloy Show, sir.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Bill.
It's Bill of Rights, man. Cleveland, Ohio, home of the stolen 2004 election.
That's what I hear. There was problems, I hear, out there. Cuyahoga County is Cleveland, right?
Oh, gosh. You know, Mike, where is the, you know, they never released any of that.
Yeah, no, they didn't. What was it, 56 out of 88 counties who were told to retain their ballots after the 04 election by a federal judge suddenly didn't for some reason. Anyway, Bill, what's on your mind? I want to get to everyone. So.
Yeah, the dog ate my homework, and I, you know, comment a little bit later about Jennifer Bruner, who she's our Secretary of State right now, but didn't happen. You know, whatever happened with that, I don't know.
Well,
you know, Gordon is like probably the lamest alleged.
Well, he
computer programmer guy because you know, the fact is that, you know, up in Youngstown in 2004, people were pressing carry. It keeps coming up Bush.
No, but Bill, his plan, he means well. I believe he means well. But what his plan is to have a system that won't do that, a system that works well, that when you press carry, it's going to come out for carry. How he gets such a system remains unknown.
This poppycock computer that marks your ballot thing is so much crap. And the thing is that, like, look, if I got a pen and I got a piece of paper and I mark, president, you know, I'm going to circle that little dot in real good.
Thanks, Bill. I got to go. I hear you.
The other thing, Brad, is...
What, Bill?
The other thing is, you know, I heard David Cobb on a couple of different shows, Citizens United system, and everybody go to movetoamend.org.
Well done, Bill. I agree. There you go. There's good use of your airwaves. Movetoamend.org. Couldn't agree more. 877-520-1150. Betty in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Betty.
Thank you, Bradley. You've shown remarkable restraint tonight, especially with Gordon.
Oh.
You're a good man. It's quite obvious. Gordon may very well have good intentions, but I've got to say, any real, and I emphasize real, Democrat who would advocate on behalf of a system that brought us the likes of George Bush, not only once, but twice, something's wrong there.
Well, you better talk to the folks in South Carolina, the Democrats, Democratic Party out there, because they advocated for it. And by the way, so do some of your wasn't she a Democrat, your Secretary of State, who just left under a cloud of shame not too long ago?
Our Secretary of State out here in New Mexico?
Yeah, and I'm forgetting her name, and so I don't want to get it wrong.
You know what? I'm not remembering either.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But you know what? Still in all, I truly believe what I'm saying. That's why I emphasize real Democrat. oddly enough, I'm from the area that your last caller just called from.
Uh-huh, Cleveland.
I was born and raised in Ohio.
Oh, you got out.
I surely did. And I'm
congratulations.
My grandfather and father are rolling in their graves because they were diehard Democrats from way back when my grandfather was mayor of the town in which I was born and raised back during Prohibition.
I hear you. Thanks, Betty. I appreciate your call tonight.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Any Democrats who would advocate, that's the issue. Remember what I was talking about in the first hour? It's a matter of holding the right people accountable. And the right people right now happen to be Democrats because they happen to be in power. They could pass an election reform bill tomorrow if they really wanted to. They don't want to. They support these electronic machines. Even Rush Holt, the Democrat from New Jersey, who has an election reform bill, wants to essentially, you know, will succeed if that bill ever moves forward in institutionalizing secret vote counting and secret software in federal public elections. I think that's just insane, but what do I know? I'm just a nitwit, technophobic nitwit and Luddite. Let's go to, Sonia in Marin County, California. Welcome to the show, Sonia.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you? What's up?
Fine. I've been enjoying your show.
Thank you very much, Sonia.
I'm glad you're on.
Thank you.
About the voting.
Let Malloy know, because, you know, he's got that letter from Gordon, and boy, Gordon canceled his podcast subscription and everything else. So let the Malloys know and get a podcast subscription. All right. Go ahead, Sonia.
All right. We have a lot of people out of work, and we don't need to buy two or three backup voting systems, electronic systems, one to check the other, to check the other, to check the other.
Yeah.
And then we don't need to ship the ballots, part of them to the Democratic Party, part of them to the Republican Party. All we need is a paper ballot, more people to count them, and a few more days to count them so they don't have to be done tonight. And then, there you go.
Well,
people go to work, the ballots are safe, the ballots have time to count them, End of story.
That's elegantly simple, Sonia. I'll only correct you on one point. It doesn't take a number of days. If it takes a number of days, you've done something wrong. You need smaller polling places.
Oh, okay.
Count them that night before those ballots move anywhere, before they leave that precinct.
I see.
They do it all over New Hampshire and elsewhere and all around the world, really. And if they can do it, we can too.
So that's the motivation for that.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
I always wondered what the hurry was.
They claim that it's faster, but in truth, up in New Hampshire, where they do it in 40% of the jurisdictions, a lot of those jurisdictions finish before the electronic voting systems do.
Oh, it's just a matter of splitting it up to smaller areas of responsibility
if
to
need
get
be.
The count done.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, let's find out. Let's try it. Sonia, I got to run. I really appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to, do we have time? Yeah, we got time. Let's go to, 877-520-1150 is our number. If you want to get in, you still got some time. I got a couple of open lines, 877-520-1150. On anything you want to talk about, and I mean it, we do a segment called Ask Brad, where you can ask a question and I'll answer it or I won't. We'll do that too. All right, Katie, I got you. Thanks for holding. You're on the Mike Malloy Show. What's up, Katie?
It's me, Katie, in San Francisco. Hey, you did a good job tonight to talk to Gordon, but it's a lost cause, as you know. He keeps talking over and over again about how the voter can't be trusted when he marks a paper ballot. That is so false. Otherwise, we've got a couple hundred years of ballots where people are hand-marking them. We wouldn't have a democracy without paper ballots being marked by hand. So that's ridiculous. The other thing is, who's doing the counting? What software is being used to tabulate the votes and to print out those tapes? It's software. The whole point of democracies is counting votes.
Well,
I
concur, of course, but his system, what he's suggesting is that he does have software counts because he uses a ballot marking device, a touchscreen system that prints out a ballot that is then scanned and by two different machines, and it's never actually counted except for a couple. You count some of them maybe later as an audit. But so it's machine counted, but there would be a paper ballot to go back and count after this incredibly complicated system, but it just introduces so many access points for malfunction, for hackability. It's just, it's crazy. That's my opinion, though. Katie,
you got to go. It sounds like a particular electronic voting machine solution that's been proposed out here in Half Moon Bay.
Yeah.
And we know who they are. But the other thing is, come on, guys. Look, European countries are throwing electronic voting systems out.
Yep.
They are getting rid of them.
Yep.
Germany's Supreme Court said you can't have a democracy if the voting is done by secret software where the public is not computer programmers. We don't want to be. We don't have to. There's no way anybody can go through the thousands of lines of code and then the backdoor hacks. We can't do it.
You are very well read, and it sounds like you're paying attention, Katie. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Hey, Brad, keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. All right, moving on. Lines are filling up, but we'll try to get everybody in if we're lucky. 877-520-1150. Keep your comments, if you can, short and sweet, and then we can get more people in on their democracy here on the airwaves. Brian from Manchester, New Hampshire. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hi, Brad. I wanted to talk about the latest Social Security fixed draconian Social Security Commission under this misguided corporatist young President Barack Obama. He needs to get rid of Rahm Emanuel and Geithner and Summers from being his advisors. But the fact is, and another caller made a point. I've been trying a couple of nights to get in about this subject, Brad, and made fun of Al Gore about the masseuse allegations.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Tipper Gore says that had nothing to do with the reason they broke up, the separation. But the fact is, Al Gore talked about the lockbox, yes, in the 2000 campaign, and then the stolen election, Bush v. Gore, happened in December 12, 2005. U.S. Supreme Court justices acting in unimpeachably the 5-4 decision to stop the people of Florida from their vote counts. And but the fact is, in the Clinton administration just preceding Al Gore, who should have been the duly elected president in January 2001, he should have been sworn into office. In 1998, 1999, and 2000, the national budgets of the Clinton administration, the U.S. government budgets, had honest surpluses where they didn't have to touch one single penny of the American workers' Social Security surplus amounts there. And that's something that George W. Bush and the libertarians out there, the social Darwinists out there, they don't want to hear about Social Security. They hate it because it protects
Brian,
the American workers.
I got to go. Good job. That was a whole bunch of words, and I do appreciate you using them here on the airwaves. Thank you, Brian. Good talking to you. Good hearing from you, brother. All right, we got to get to a break, and we're back for our final segment. I will try to get on as many folks as I can, as time allows. What I started to say before I got distracted was that I don't, I don't have my own show. So if you want to find me, I'll be sitting there at bradblog.com doing my blogging thing that I do, my investigation thing, and appearing on folk shows as they'll have me. Until Malloy will bring me back again, if he's interested, or anybody else. But thank you all, by the way, all week long for the nice comments and emails you've been sending in. It has been my pleasure to be here, and I hope you've enjoyed having me here. All right, one more break. Coming back, a couple more calls, and then we out of here. Tony wants to go get barbecue. You're listening to Brad on the Malloy Show.
I'll never forget the people I met braving those angry skies. I remember well as the shadows fell, the light of hope in their eyes. And though I'm far away, I still can hear them say, thumbs up. Oh, when the dawn comes up, there'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover.
Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show.
Tomorrow,
Brad Friedman in from bradblog.com for one more segment. My thanks tonight to my guests, Clint Curtis. You can get more information on him at clintcurtis.com up there in the 4th District. And Gordon Peterson. I do, sir, appreciate the time, even if you don't care for me. Also, my thanks, of course, to engineer Tony Sorrentino all week long, kicking it here at LA's K-Talk AM 1150. Some killer music, some killer tunes. Bless you, sir. We'll get you your barbecue in just a few minutes. My producer and sidekick and chat room hostess and call screener tonight, Desi Doyen. Thank you, Des. Jeannie Dean at bradblog.com in the chat room, which was this week, whether they knew it or not, sponsored by Post Haste Sound here in Los Angeles. Because they let Jeannie Dean go and, you know, goof off for a few hours and mind the chat room. Thank you, Post Haste Sound, here in Los Angeles. Let's see. Oh, yeah. My thanks, of course, to Mike and Kathy Malloy for allowing me to sit in here for the entire week. I have enjoyed it muchly. I hope you've enjoyed your vacation. And for those people who are wondering, he will be back with Malloy Vision next Monday. All right, if you're listening via MikeMalloy.com, by the way, please stay tuned for Head On with Bob Kincaid following this broadcast. A couple more calls, and I'll ask you to be short and sweet. Thank you. David in San Clams Disco. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hey, Brad, how are you?
I'm okay.
You know, it's funny. Was I actually talking to Desi Doyen? I've heard her name forever, and I didn't realize it.
You have? You've heard her name because you're listening to Green 960, and they play our Green News Report, probably.
a famous figure.
That's
and,
right.
You know, it's funny, ever since...
if you're not familiar with the report, by the way, greennews.bradblog.com. Okay, continue,
yeah.
David.
Go. Well, worth hearing, too. I'd been trying to talk to Kathy forever, ever mm-hmm. since her surgery many months ago, but the lines are always jammed. Many months, it's been hard to get through on his show in normal circumstances.
Easy to get through to me, no problem.
Yeah, I know. I hate to underrate you because, you know, you've been pretty good on, you know, this Acorn business.
Yes, sir.
I talked to you a number of months ago when some of the exposés were emerging a couple of months ago.
Yep.
And that was actually before O'Keefe got arrested for mm-hmm. trying to go into Senator
Landrieu's
office.
Office. Yeah.
That's right. Now,
let me ask you to get straight to your point here, Dave, because we're up against the clock.
One of the compadres of them was the son of the U.S. District Attorney down there in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And
the acting U.S. Attorney, the acting U.S. Attorney in Louisiana, Western District.
Right, yeah. And so what I'm leading up to is with that incident, you know, obviously we've got to get some lawsuits against BP and a lot of corporate criminals down there. And if there's no prosecution of the boy, then obviously there's something strange going on with the father. And so I'm just wondering if you've got any updates specifically regarding that.
Let me
that
give it to
aspect
you. Well, let me give it to you. And I do appreciate the call, David. Thanks. Let's see. They pled guilty to misdemeanors. They were able to get it pleaded down from a felony to a misdemeanor. They'll do some public service, and that's that. But his father did recuse himself from the case for whatever that's worth. I have to give you short shrift there because we're almost out of time. Let me get one more. Jim in Riverside, California. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. Got like 20 seconds.
Brad, I'm going to donate 2 subscriptions just because this guy canceled his podcast subscription to the Mike Malloy Show.
Bless you, sir.
Yeah, tell him, you know, we got big supporters for Mike Malloy out here.
You rock, Jim. Thank you. And some great election integrity folks out there in Riverside.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yes, please do. Get yourself a podcast subscription to the Mike Malloy Show. For tonight, however, if you missed any portion of the show, I will post them all at bradblog.com for you to enjoy. But next week, you're going to need a podcast subscription. Support Progressive Radio. Support Malloy. I thank you all for your support of me all this week. It's been a joy to be here. Until I see you next time, you can find me at bradblog.com. Keep it lit, America.